be read it the other night, but I'd like to get a different thought from it tonight. Verses 1 and 2. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them.
Right.
But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. A sister was singing, there's nothing God can't do. And it's true.
Right.
There's nothing short on God's part.
Right.
There's always, if it doesn't happen and doesn't work, it's always because some way or another we've not got the right mix on our faith.
Right. Come on now.
Amen. The lack is always on our part.
Right.
We've come short somewhere. Let's therefore fear, let's promise that being left us, we come short of it.
Yes.
It's on our part if we come short. It's on our part if we don't get our need met.
That's right.
It's not lacking on God's part. Never, never, never. But it's on our part. And Brother Jeremy, remember that. God's big enough to help you, son. I enjoyed that tonight. And God's big enough to help you if you'll just keep a seeking after him and keep your faith of reaching out to God and get it just right. If we can get a hold of it just right, God can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think.
Yes.
Amen. Thank the Lord. It's just up to us to get the right mix on it. The Israelites came out of Egypt, but a whole generation except for two men never made it across to the promised land because they came short when it came to faith. Obedience. They failed to obey. They came short. God looked like done everything he could for them. I mean, he fed them. They ate angel food, manna from heaven. Glory to God. Sent the quails through the evening. Their clothes didn't wax old. Their shoes didn't get old on their feet. Somebody said he's a butcher and baker and candlestick maker and cobbler. Everything they needed for 40 years. And yet with God doing all that for them.
Thank
God. You'd think with God doing that much for them, there's no way but what they could get to heaven.
No way.
I mean, looked like God had to send drastic means for them to even die.
Right.
I mean, drinking water out of the rock.
Judgment.
10th chapter of 1 Corinthians said that rock was Christ.
That's right.
Drinking water out of the rock and eating angel food. He had to send judgment on them, had to send fiery serpents, had to send a plague, had to send different things to get rid of them. Because how could you die eating angel food and drinking water out of the rock?
Right.
Amen. But they didn't make it, not because God wasn't sufficient.
Right.
But they didn't make it because they didn't believe like they ought to believe.
Right.
They didn't obey like they ought to obey. Amen?
Amen?
And that's where we miss it too many times. Our faith does not act, and our obedience is less than it should be. And we miss out.
That's
because
right.
We fail to obey God. And we fail to believe it. One reason we fail to obey him, sometimes we fail to really believe him. Excuse me.
Hallelujah.
God told them in the building of the tabernacle, he gave them specific instructions on every part of it.
Right.
He told them about the anointing oil, how to mix it. It was a holy anointing oil. You're not to have anything like it in your house, but it's to be a certain way. It's to have a certain mix. I guess I need to give you a title. The right mix.
Right.
The right mix is very important in a lot of things. The right mix is real important.
Right mix.
And some things. You get into medications, you get into different things like that. And I know folks that they try to prescribe for themselves, but there's some things that work against other things. And your doctor needs to know everything you're taking. Because maybe both things would help you, but if you take both things together, they may work against each other and do you a lot of harm.
Right.
Amen? Just as common salt, I believe it is, made out of two poisons. taken by themselves. But you get them mixed right, why, and they're fine. Amen. And you can go on the deep end a lot of things and get it mixed wrong, get a hold of it wrong. And the first thing you know, you're doing damage instead of good. Isn't that right? Getting the right mix, getting the right level. It is real important. You ladies in your cooking, it's important to get the right amount of different things in, even when it comes to just the seasoning.
Sure.
You can get too much sage in the dressing. Or you can get too little. It depends on how people like it. But I have known Mom, sometimes she grew her own sage, and sometimes it's more powerful than it was other times, you know. And I've known her to get so much. I mean, it's hard to get too much sage to suit me, but sometimes she did. Amen. The right mix is important. Too much salt.
Watch out.
Amen. Too much of a lot of different things can mess up your whole recipe.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
It's important to get the right mix if you're making concrete, depending on what the situation is. I don't see our concrete layer here, but you use different mixes for different situations.
Right.
If you don't get enough cement in the mix, it makes it weak.
Weak.
Dad quit working for one contractor because he wouldn't let him put enough cement in the mortar.
Well,
Dad said, I'm not laying up any stone or pouring any concrete that's going to be rotten when I get through. They came back to Dad one time and told him, said, what can we do? A building that Dad laid the stone on, and said, the foundation's falling away from the stone.
Thank you, Mike.
And Dad said, has a stone cracked anywhere? They said, no, the stone's still staying in good shape, but the foundations fell away from it. And what can we do to put the foundation back to it again? Dad said, I was worried about that foundation when I built that building. So that's the reason we reinforced that stone like we did.
Good.
And laid it like we did. Said, all I know is digging a new footing under the area where it's fell out and put it back. Said, everybody poured with creek gravel. They got gravel out of the ditch.
Well,
and mixed cement with it and made a foundation.
Well,
and built a foundation for the building. And Dad was worried about it. So he put extra cement in his mortar and reinforced the stonework so the stonework stood when the foundation fell away.
Well, praise God.
It's important to have the right mix.
Yes, sir.
It's important to have the right mix.
Yes,
you get the mortar mixed right and get it fixed right, and you don't have to worry about going back and tuck pointing in 5-10 years. But if you don't get enough cement in the mortar, first thing you know, it's a falling out of the joints. Why? The wrong mix.
Right.
Don't get enough of the right ingredients in the concrete, and the concrete gets rotten, and the driveway won't hold up, and the pavement won't hold up. Why? The wrong mix.
Right. Come on.
Now, we understand things like that, don't we? And yet in spiritual things, sometimes we wonder, well, how come this, or how come that, or how come something else? Maybe if we'd have got the right mix on it, it'd have worked different than it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. Some of you fellas that's done some welding, especially when we use the old torches.
Yeah.
It's really important to get the right mix, isn't it? Sometimes just one little adjustment on the knob will make all the difference in the world.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Pull that flame down there till you got a blue flame and it's only about so long and it'll cut steel.
Right.
But if it's burning orange, you just well forget it.
That's right.
Amen. If you don't have the soldering and the oxygen mixed right, it ain't going to do nothing but smoke.
Uh-huh.
Make a little fire. But it's not going to cut. It's not going to work. It's important to get the right mix. Amen. Hallelujah. Not bond it together. You got to have the even on the arc welder, you've got to turn your amperage up just right.
Yes, right.
Got to have the right size on a rod if you're burning rocks. I never have used one of them MIG welders. Seems like they're a lot simpler some way or another. Feeding that thing through there and all, it just seems to work better. But back on the other old welders, you had to turn the amps upright. Had to have the right size rods.
Right.
I was building a house in Ozark, Missouri, and I had a curving stairway, stone stairway that went up through the middle of the house and exposed stairway, and I was going to fix some wrought iron to go up the sides of the stairway. And I messed around a little bit with a welder before, but not a whole lot. And I got there welding that fine, that little 3/8-inch square steel tubing. And to start with, I was just burning holes in everything I touched. What's the matter here? And I turned the amperage down till it wouldn't even melt the rod. I had big old rods. I didn't know enough about it, see. I'd been used to you cutting with them things, and I was cutting holes in what I was trying to weld together. Yeah. What's the matter here? Had to go back to the supply house and get me some little tiny small rods and keep the amperage down and use the right rods and burn the right rods in there, and I could weld that little thin steel stuff and I could make my stairway railing, but I couldn't do any good when I had too much power on there, too big of rods on. I just burning holes and things. The right mix is very important. Almost everything we go to do, the right mix is important.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We understand that in secular things, and yet we can't seem to get a hold of it in spiritual things, and we wonder why I can't get healed. We haven't got the right mix yet. Amen. We wonder why we can't get a hold of God for this situation, for that situation, or some other situation. We just don't have the right mix yet. Well, should I quit? No. No, keep adjusting that torch a little bit more. Amen. Turn that oxygen just so, and add soldering back a little bit or whatever you need to do till you can draw that flame down there and get that blue flame just like it ought to be. Amen. And it'll cut the sin out.
Yes, right.
Amen. Amen. Well, Brother Green, I've been a praying and seeking God, but seem like I still can't control my temper, and I fly off the handle and I say things that I hadn't ought to say.
Help.
Come back. Get a little more adjustment on that.
Right.
Amen. Let God fix it. Let God get the mix just right.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe you need a little more oxygen. Maybe you need a little more soldering. Amen. Get too much oxygen, not enough soldering, and it'll go out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It'll just pop and go out. Yeah. I've seen some folks do that too.
Oh, Lord. Fire went out.
Amen. What's the matter? Didn't have the mix right. Come back to the altar and do it again. Ask God to work you over again. Amen. Keep on a trying. Keep on a seeking God. Well, I've prayed about it 100 times. Pray again.
Amen.
I was in a tent meeting in Missouri. And I guess it wasn't a tent that time. It was in the church. And there's a fella had been coming to the altar and a seeking God every night. And one night he sat back and didn't come up front.
Yeah.
And I went back to ask him, Brother, why don't you come on up and pray again tonight?
Yeah.
He said, I've been counting up and I've prayed for God to save me. I've been in the altar 100 times.
Well.
And I still can't get saved. And I just give up. I said, well, brother, if I'd been there 100 times, I think I'd give God one more try, make it 101.
Yeah.
Ain't going to hurt a thing, go one more time.
One more time.
He said, well, I guess you're right, son. He got up out of his seat, and here he come. We got in the altar and got to praying, and I tell you some way or another, that night we got the mix right. We struck far that night. I mean, the Holy Ghost came down. Heaven came down. Glory came down. Holy Ghost began to move and speak, and God began to work. Hallelujah. And directly his hand shot up in the air, and his light broke across his face. Hallelujah. He is glad he tried it one more time. He is glad he made it 101. He is glad he came on back for years after that. And whenever I'd go by there, he'd be in church. He's so glad. Amen. That he tried her again. Got the mix right that time. Got faith mixed with his prayer. So that touched heaven, brother, change in his heart. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go to James. Before I get getting too big away here, I've got another scripture too I'd like to get to. Kind of build a little more foundation. In James chapter 2, verse 16. One of you say unto them, maybe we better go to the 15th verse. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. You got to get the right mix there. Faith works. Works in faith. Somebody said they're like two wings on a bird. We had chickens and we made garden when I was a kid growing up. Them chickens was getting a habit of flying over and picking the tomatoes just about time they was ready to get ripe and getting into the garden.
Well, that's right.
We'd catch them dudes when they'd fly over the fence. Take a pair of big shears and cut the wing feathers off on one wing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Grab all that.
That way when they tried to fly, they flew lopsided and they couldn't get over the fence.
That's right.
I asked Dad, I said, why don't you clip both wings? He said, they're liable to fly over the fence then because they'll be in balance again.
Right.
But just clipping the feathers on one wing, yeah, Throwed them out of balance, and if they tried to fly, they just flew in a circle and couldn't get over the fence.
Right.
I've seen some folks been going in circles for years.
Yeah.
They either hung up on faith or hung up on works.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
They can't get nowhere.
No.
Because they don't have it mixed right. They don't have it balanced out.
Amen.
Amen. Some folks think they're going to get to heaven just on their good works. There's other folks say, all you got to do is believe God, and what you do isn't important. Works isn't important. You're a legalist if you even mention works. It's grace and grace alone. Oh, no. Faith without works is dead.
Amen.
Being alone. What did he say? Amen. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. Thou believest there's one God, thou doest well. The devils believe and tremble. Takes more than just believing. Takes more than just believing that there's a God. Devil believe that. Amen. Hallelujah. Them seven sons of Sceva thought they could get down and go out and do what Paul done.
They tried it.
They tried to cast the devils out of that old boy in the name of Jesus Christ, whom Paul preaches. And the devil spoke up and said, Christ I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?
Yeah.
That fellow went in a rage and whooped all seven of them. Tore their clothes off of them and they barely escaped with their life.
Yeah. Couldn't handle it.
Better know what you're doing. Better know what you're doing.
Bye-bye.
Just to call the name of Jesus as Paul preached it enough. You got to know him for yourself.
Right.
Amen. Got to have an experience with God till the devil knows you.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Don't tackle him. Don't tackle him. Don't tackle him until you can handle him. You're liable to come out on the worst end of the deal.
Yes, right.
But whenever you get an experience with God and your faith and your works gets matched up to where you got the right mix, where you know where you're standing with God, you know everything's under the blood, you know everything's right with God, you're yielded to the Holy Ghost. I like that brother talking about Jesus being 100% man and 100% God.
Yes.
Amen. You say, how could he be 100% both? Because he was 100% yielded to God.
Yeah.
Amen?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was God's only begotten Son. He was 100% God and 100% man.
Woo.
Glory to God. Tempted in all points like us were tempted, yet he failed not. Neither was God found in his mouth. Why? Because he was 100% yielded and obedient to God. What the Father shows me is what I do. He said, I do no works of my own, but only do what the Father shows me. If you and I could get 100% to God, no telling what God will do with us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
I said Dwight L. Moody heard somebody make a challenge one time. What would God do with a man that was 100% yielded to Him, totally yielded to Him? He said, I'll try to be that man. And he shook two continents for God. Amen. What would God do if we could get 100% yielded to Him? What could God do with mortal man if we could get 100% dead to the world and alive to Jesus Christ? If God could use us totally, entirely, completely, control our thoughts, control our minds, control our hearts, control our desires and our actions, and get in a place where God totally, totally motivated us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How could you be 100% human and still be 100% controlled by God? It'd take a complete consecration.
That's right.
Complete dedication. Everything on the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'd ever get a mix like that, working in your life, glory to God. Ever get a mix like that going in your life, what could God do with you? Amen. But wilt thou know, O man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he'd offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works, you see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I wonder what these folks that don't believe that you got to live anything do with that. I mean, they've done clipped one wing plumb off of the chicken, not just the feathers, but they took the whole wing off.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Not only that, they've killed the chicken. Faith without works is dead.
Right.
I mean, the whole chicken's dead.
Well,
it can't even think about flying. I mean, it's still got the former one, but it's dead. Help us now. But if we can get the right mix, faith plus works. Amen. And get it to working together with the anointing of God and the Spirit of God and the power of God coming by. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence. Now, this is not just a take it or leave it situation.
No.
Wait, Peter's putting it here. Giving all diligence.
All diligence.
Make this priority. Let every bit of your concentration be put on this. Amen. Give this all you got. Giving all diligence. Add to your faith virtue. Sister Green, sometimes with children's work, she gives them an object lesson on being a good cookie. Takes the ingredients for chocolate chip cookies and lets them sample each one of the ingredients by itself. See what their reaction is to the different tastes. Some of it tastes good and some of it tastes bad and some of it's bitter and some of it's sour and some of it's sweet and some of it's just kind of bland, kind of blah. You try it sometime. And by itself, flour's not good. Had a real brave young lady down in Arkansas, and she broke the egg and stirred it up and was going to just give her a little sample, and she just took the whole thing and downed it. Them children's eyes really got big. I might could have downed it, but I don't know if I could have kept it down or not. Some things kind of hard to keep down. And it went down all right, I guess. It'd go down pretty easy, but I never did much care for low eggs. Would it stay down or not? But those things that life hands out to us, and those things that God even allows to happen to us, it's not all sweet, it's not all bitter, it's not all blah and bland, and it's not all good as far as the taste of it. But what would chocolate chip cookies be without any flour?
Right.
Even those chocolate chips, and the kids think that's really good, but that little bittersweet chocolate by itself is not so great. But you get it in the right mix. You get it all stirred up just right, mixed up just right, amen, the right amount of everything in it, and stir it all up and put it in the oven and cook it until it just starts to turn brown, and that chocolate's still kind of, I like them hot while that chocolate's still kind of melty in them, don't you? In fact, just anticipating what was going to be. And Joe, my brother Joe, was just less than 2 years younger than me, and we used to like to lick the mixing bowl.
Yeah.
While it was cooking in the oven, we liked to lick the bowl. And rather than have us get into it over, we draw a line right down one side of the bowl and right across the bottom and up the other side. And woe be to the feller that got across the line on the other feller's side. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad just the dough. It wasn't bad just the licking the bowl. But the licking the bowl wasn't nothing to what was going to be after a while when that came out of the oven. But just the anticipation of what was going to be, and running our finger down that bowl and raking every last bit out that you couldn't get with the spoon, and that you couldn't get any other way, just stick the finger down in there. And really, that's all we're doing spiritually here, is just licking the bowl.
That's right.
Compared to what it's going to be after a while, compared to the life that's yet to come, compared to when Jesus comes back, compared to what it's going to be when the Lord of glory appears. He said, we've just got an earnest of our inheritance now. Glory to God. We've just got a little foretaste of glory now. That's what we isn't getting. Licking the bowl was a little foretaste. Oh, but when the real glory comes, when the real power comes, when the real anointing comes, oh, when the Lord himself descends from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead comes up out of the ground, hallelujah, and this holy anointing from heaven hits us, and we which are alive and remain are changed in the moment, in the twinkle of an eye, and called together with them to meet the Lord in the air, to ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I'm glad he gives us a little foretaste there once in a while. Hallelujah. I'm glad he lets us lick the bowl now and then. Hallelujah. But after a while, the reality's going to be there. Glory to God. Glory to God. The best we've ever felt, it's never got us too high off the ground. But what's it going to be when that holy anointing changes this mortal body into immortality? Changes this corruptible into incorruption? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And gravitation loses its hold. Amen. And we go on up higher and higher and higher to meet the Lord in the clouds. I want to make it, don't you? How am I going to make it? Getting the right mix. Besides this giving all diligence, let's give diligence. Let's give diligence. All diligence. 100% of our effort. 100% of our time, talent, ambition, whatever we got. All diligence. It'll include all of it, won't it? Every bit that we can put forth. All diligence. Add to your faith. Isn't that what the recipe said? You start with one ingredient and you start adding and adding and adding. Usually maybe start with the flour, maybe the shortening, add the egg, add the milk, add the flavor, and add everything. Isn't that right? Glory to God. Well, here's what he said to do after we get saved. We forget to do it sometimes. Add to your faith virtue. Amen. It took faith to be saved. By grace are you faith. By grace are you saved through faith, not yourself. But it's a gift of God, not a worse lesson any man should boast. But add to that virtue. Right living.
Amen.
Amen. A whole lot of folks tore that out of their Bible. Don't make any difference how you live. Yes, it does. Amen. That's the second ingredient, virtue. Amen. Glory to God. To virtue knowledge. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Glory to God. The knowledge, temperance.
Well,
be temperate in all things. Let your moderation be known to all men. Don't go off the deep end. Amen. Oh, I could stop and preach a whole message right here, but I don't have time. And the temperance, patience. Lord, I need it and I need it now. Lord, I'm in a hurry. I think that's one thing you learn about as soon as anything. Spend a lot of other countries when you get to working in those other countries. They don't get in a hurry about anything in a lot of places.
Oh, no.
You can spend all day and make it from office to office and get this seal or that seal or the other seal or the signature or this signature or that signature, and you can accomplish one piece of business in a whole day in some of those other countries. You ought to pat yourself on the back.
Right.
You've had a good day. But we Americans, we're used to going in. We don't even like to have to stand in line if there's half a dozen ahead of us.
No.
We're busy. If the line's too long, we'll go hide it somewhere and go back when the line's shorter. That them? Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. But we need to learn patience of waiting on God. Say that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. Lord, why am I not flying any better than I'm flying? Because you hadn't waited long enough on the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Lord, how come I'm not getting higher than what I'm getting? How come the revival's not getting higher than what it's getting? How come it's not getting higher? We'd not have been waiting long enough on the Lord. Spent enough time in prayer waiting on God.
Yeah.
Amen. We get the right mix on it. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They'll mount up the wings as an eagle. They'll run and not be weary. How come I'm so tired and so draggy? How come I'm not running better than I'm running? I haven't got the right mix. Even an old weed eater won't run if you don't put the right mix in it. I got mixed up one time. I had... what's the outboard motor runs on a certain mix, and weed eater runs on their mix, everything runs on their mix. I got mixed up on my mixes, and I put too much oil in the gas in the weed eater.
Yeah.
Wouldn't hardly run at all. Act like it's flooding all the time. Smoke just boiling out of it.
Water.
I finally figured out what was wrong. I'd mixed it about 16 to 1 instead of 40 to 1. Barely would far. Finally fouled the plug until it wouldn't run. What am I, wrong mix? Don't run them on straight gasoline either. If you don't have some oil in there, that's the only way they got oil in the bearings.
Right.
You run them very long on straight gas with no oil in it, and they'll freeze up.
Yeah.
That's what happened to some folks. They didn't have enough oil.
Right.
They trying to run on straight gas.
Right.
Didn't have enough oil. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to have the Spirit of the Lord to keep operating. You got to have the Spirit of the Lord to keep running. I mean, little two-cylinder engines, it's important to have the right mix in it.
Right.
Hallelujah. Boat motor, weed eater, whatever else. You have to mix the gas with oil. They don't have any other way of oiling them. But you got to get the mix right. Hallelujah. Oh, it's important spiritually to keep the mix right. Keep some prayer in your life. Keep some waiting on the Lord in your life. Glory to God. Keep some knowledge. Study the Word of God. Amen. To temperance, patience, to patience, godliness.
Mm.
What?
Watch out.
Godliness.
Godlikeness.
Would God act like that?
My Lord.
Well, I just couldn't help it. I just felt like giving him a piece of my mind. Probably didn't have enough to spare to start with. So would God do that? Would God do that? Is that godlikeness? Amen. Well, I didn't really hardly think we'd be a shouting on this tonight, but best I could get hold of. Hallelujah, the right mix. Put some godliness in there. Glory to God. Oh, you could stop and preach a sermon, Brother Setcher, on every one of these things, but we got to get them all mixed in there. I keep adding it to and adding it to and adding it to. Amen. Hallelujah. And to godliness, brotherly kindness.
Right.
Brotherly kindness. It amazes me sometimes. Folks will be nicer to strangers than they will to their own church family or even their own family at home. They'll be courteous and nice to strangers and bite one another's head off. You'd think sometimes, being around some folks that claim to be saved, that the Bible didn't say nothing about brotherly kindness.
Ouch.
You'd think sometimes the Bible didn't say anything at all about being kind one to another.
Yes.
Tender-hearted.
Oh.
Forbearing one another.
Yes. Oh.
Loving one another.
Yes.
I mean, that is commandment in the scripture too. Just the same as be holy. Stay with me for just a little bit. Add brotherly kindness to it too. Gentleness. Meekness. Amen. Brotherly kindness. It takes some of that along too. Oh, I'm afraid folks won't think I'm macho if I don't. Come on. Sometimes us men get hung up on being macho. Short in our macho image. And God wants us to be hid behind the cross. Be godly. Be kind one to another. Tender hearted. Forbearing one another. Forgiving one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Brotherly kindness and the brotherly kindness and charity, and that's the God kind of love. I know we got so many folks that's so mixed up on it anymore in this sloppy agape business. That ain't the God kind of love. The God kind of love's tough love. Love's a sinner enough to tell him where he's headed if he don't straighten out and do different than what he's doing. Amen. Love is a lost man, woman, boy, and girl enough to tell him that he needs to change his route and change his ways. Amen. Love is those just loving the world enough to warn them that if they love the world, the love of the Father's not in them, because I don't send the world. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye, the pride of life, is not of God, but it's of the world, and it's going to perish and pass away, and they'll go down with it if they don't do something about it. Amen. Hallelujah. Add to the right mix here. Get the right mix on it. Glory to God. What did he say? For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You want to be fruitful? You want to see God move and work and be a blessing to somebody? Have some sheaves to lay at the master's feet. You get the right mix and God guarantees you you'll not be barren or unfruitful.
Right.
Old orchard where my grandparents lived when I was a little kid growing up, there was an old pear tree in that orchard. Been there ever since Dad was young.
Well.
And oh, we couldn't hardly wait for those pears to get ripe on that great big old pear tree that was in the orchard up behind my grandparents' house. And we loved those pears. Dad said, you know, that pear tree was a big tree. And for years, it never set on any pears.
Well.
And Grandpa decided if it wasn't going to have pears, might as well get rid of it.
Yeah.
He got a big old sack of some kind of salt somewhere or another. And he thought, I'll just pour salt around that root of that tree, kill it out, let it die, and I'll get a pear tree that'll grow pears and put back in place of it. No use of having it in the orchard just because it's pretty and got leaves on it. I need something that'll raise pears. So he poured, I think it was a 100-pound bag of salt, some kind of salt, I don't remember just for sure what kind it was, around that tree. He thought he'd just poison the roots of that thing. Well, for some reason or other, something was in that salt was what that old pear tree had been needing all them years. And there Grandpa was, thought he was killing it, and instead he just defeated it, the very thing it needed. that next spring, it bloomed out. I mean, just covered with blooms. And the bloom set on, and he had pears, and dad was growing and had a family, and us kids was going eating pears off that pear tree when we was growing up. Amen. Because it got what it needed. You may have wondered how come that your life's not producing for God like you'd like to see it produce. Wondering why God's not moving and using you like he needs to use you. Maybe there's just one more thing that you need to add to. Maybe if you just look through here and find what you need to add to. Maybe you need salt, and maybe you need some salt around the roof. Oh, something's the matter that we're barren and unfruitful, and we need to come to God and find out what we need and let God add that to our life. Hallelujah. That you'll be neither barren nor unfruitful. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. That must be what's the matter with that old coon out there. He's wandering around in circles. Something lacking, something wrong with him. He's sick. He that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. I wonder tonight what we're lacking. I appreciate what the Lord's doing. I appreciate those who prayed in the altar last night. Appreciate the move of the Spirit Sunday night. God's moved it every night. But I believe it could be better than what it is. I believe it could reach out farther than what it's reaching. I believe it could help more folks than what's being helped. Amen. I believe we could get the right mix on this. We've called it a hallelujah revival. I believe it could literally be one. I believe the glory of God could come down in such a measure and such a way, and folks could be helped, and folks could be healed, and folks could be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. We can get the mix just right. I believe God's able to heal some of these folks that have been needing healing for so long.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen. I've known the folks around across the country have this one pray for them, that one pray for them, somebody else pray for them, come in so discouraged. And there's nothing wrong with going to me and pray for. A lot of folks got help that way. But don't give up just because it didn't happen when brother so-and-so prayed for you. Just because it didn't happen when you went over to such and such a place and got prayed for. And they come back so discouraged. Maybe just in the home church and prayer meeting service. Their faith had reached out just right. And the Spirit of the Lord come by just right. And everything had get into the service just like it ought to be. And faith had get inspired and reach out and touch God. And God had given them the miracle they needed. After they had got so discouraged because it didn't happen here, and it didn't happen there, and it didn't happen when brother so-and-so prayed for me, and it didn't happen when I went so-and-so, and Lord, will it ever happen? Don't give up!
Yeah.
You get in the right place at the right time, and the mix just gets just right. You can be healed.
Right.
You can be healed by the power of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just hadn't got all the elements together just right. There's a reason it hadn't happened already. Amen. Your loved ones can be saved if we can get the mix just right. Glory to God. These folks that's been seeking the Holy Ghost can come through with the Holy Ghost and fire. Filled with the Spirit of God, we get the mix just right. Backsliders will be coming through the door and finding a place around these altars to pray through the old time for salvation when we get the mix just right.
Amen.
Do you believe it? Do you believe it? You can get your need met. If you can get your faith. Makes it just right. Get it in the right level. Amen. The power of God comes by and you reach out and touch him. That little woman said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Her faith hinged on that. And she put works with it. And she pressed through the crowd. Sometimes it takes some extra effort. Sometimes it takes some extra push. Some extra prayer, some extra struggling, and she pressed through the crowd till she touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus turned and said, "Who touched me?" And they said, "Lord, the whole crowd throngs you." There's a difference between thronging and really touching.
She
got the ingredients together just right. And Jesus said, "But I perceive that virtue went out of me." Oh, there's a way to touch him. nerves the way you touch him. Hallelujah. The fame went abroad about the little woman that got healed.
Yes.
And I read to another place. They besought him if they could just touch him. And as many as touched him.
Right.
Hallelujah. How many? As many. Everyone. Everyone that touched him in faith, without one exception, as many as touched him were made whole of whatever the infirmities there was. And devils went out of many that were possessed with devils. Why? Because the ingredients got right. The bank got mixed just right. Everything got mixed just right. And they touched him. And he worked. And it'll work for you. And it'll work for me. When we get it just like it needs to be. Why? Because God's faithful. And God's promises are sure.